Welcome to the weekend edition on Monocle 24, keeping an eye and an ear on the world. I'm Tom Edwards, broadcasting to you live from our studios at our Swiss outpost on Dufourstrasse in Zurich. Weekends on the station are brought to you by Switzerland. Get natural. Shortly, it will be time on the weekend edition for the sessions at Midori House. This week, we take a trip down memory lane and relive some of our favourite performances from the past year. Then, in around an hour, 9 a.m. London time, 10 a.m. here, we bring you The Curator, featuring, amongst a legion of highlights, Christine and the Queens stopping by for a big interview, and Monocle's own Andrew Muller trying to make sense of the mayhem of Brexit on the Foreign Desk Explainer. So, plenty to look forward to. But first, here's some weekend pointers for you from our friends here in Switzerland. Weekends on the station are brought to you by Switzerland. Get natural. And as such, we're celebrating some of the wonders this incredible country has on offer. Right now, we're off to meet a man behind some pretty exciting moves on the country's food scene. Swiss-Australian chef Fabian Spiekel tells us why Zurich's producers deserve more attention. Monocle's Marco Sippi spoke to him.
So Fabian, what I find interesting over here is that when you think of Switzerland, you easily think about cheese and chocolate. There is chocolate over here. There is probably cheese somewhere as well. But what this festival showcases is that there is so much other stuff going on as well.
There definitely is. That's also the impression I had in Australia. I mean, as far as I knew, when I went to the supermarket, it literally said Swiss cheese on the packet, and it was just cheese with holes in it. When you come to Switzerland, there's actually so much more. I mean, when I grew up as a kid, that's what it was like, you know, but obviously in Australia as well now, the cheese, there's a lot more, you know, also progress a lot. But Switzerland now, there's definitely a lot of things.